Too Many Crypto, Riding the Bull, Part 1 of 5. Welcome to Too Many Crypto. The next 5 episodes will examine how you as a trader or investor can seek to give yourself an edge during the next crypto bull run. Whether we are currently at the start of a sustainable cryptocurrency bull run is still somewhat debatable. However, glancing at the percentage gains of both Bitcoin and the large cap alt since the beginning of the year would certainly suggest a change of trend. Ultimately, it's irrelevant whether we enter a bull run now or later next year. Preparation on your part remains a necessity. Let's assume you already know your intended role in the market. You see yourself as an investor and have earmarked funds to be invested in crypto over a multi-year horizon. Alternatively, you're focused on short-term trading positions and have a firm trading plan and risk management strategies. If you are attempting to actively wear both hats and hold on a full-time job, you are already on the back foot and much more likely to fail at both than succeed. It's not inevitable, but I'm betting against you. Trading and investing require fundamentally different strategies, and hopping in and out of the market without an overarching guiding framework will simply exhaust you while bleeding out your capital. By the way, taking a small trade once a week does not a trader make. By trader, I'm referring to someone taking multiple daily positions in the market. On to today's topic, information flow. A basic first step is to assemble reliable sources of information that reflect the role you wish to play in the market. Cast a firm eye over your subscription list and purge anything that doesn't serve to improve the likelihood of successful interaction with the crypto market. If you are a trader, technical analysis and analysts should predominate. If an investor, market reports, project assessments, and tech explanation or discussions provide the most value. You need to monitor the underlying quality of the information you consume, and also carefully curate the tools or the apps used to interface with the market. A simple example is a portfolio tracker such as Blockfolio. If you see yourself as an investor, why are you checking Blockfolio every day? I can tell you why. You're masquerading as an investor while secretly chasing short-term gains. Lying to yourself rarely produces optimal financial outcomes. Regardless of the focus of the source of information you utilize, they should all share a number of traits. They should be knowledgeable, open, and hype-free. Expertise is an absolute baseline requirement. It's generally easy to spot and reasonably hard to fake. Openness in relation to the incentives underlying the information being provided is also critical. Otherwise, you are simply being set up to buy this, sell that, for the exclusive benefit of another. Hype-free. To the moon nonsense is for children. Are you a child? It certainly feels like a substantial segment of the crypto community operates at the level of a 10-year-old. XYZ or bust. A is better than B, just cause, and so on. There will always be a sea of YouTubers and bloggers who are more than happy to sell you hopium, the next Bitcoin, how XYZ will make you a millionaire, and so on. Some are fools, but most are cynical frauds looking to tap into crypto's potential to sell you nonsense. Once the next bull run ramps up, information fraud will return with a vengeance. Do your research and ensure you are getting information from those who have been around a while and who have over time demonstrated the triad of expertise, openness, and analytical sobriety. Now is the time to do so while the noise to value ratio is in your favor. Mid-bull run is a terrible time to go seeking guidance. Thanks for listening.